Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160 is the number if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Ian,
and Conan.
And we've got updates from Australia. Evidently, they have a new horrifying surveillance bill that was rushed through their parliament in under 24 hours. A trucker protest going on there, as well as one that's starting in the United States. But I want to talk about Candyman because I saw it advertised on YouTube several weeks ago. And then I, of course, forgot about it because I have other things to do. But I love horror movies, and evidently horror movies remain one of the most profitable genres at the box office, and that's evidently always been true.
Really?
Evidently. Well, it doesn't take a
because
lot of
it's
money
cheap
yeah.
to make them.
Ooh, that makes a lot of sense. And people like to go, and that's something you want to watch in the theaters and be scared with other people in the in the crowd.
That's what this article says, but I don't get that appeal to it. I don't want to go see it in theaters because I want to be, you know, terrified with other people. I just want to go see it there because that's the only way to see it at the moment.
Well, maybe there's safety in numbers.
So what, you did go to the theater?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
But now that I've remembered that it exists, I've made a note to go and see it probably Thursday night.
You'll have to let me know if they let you in without a mask.
Are they requiring masks again?
I have no idea. I mean, okay. I haven't been there since last summer when
since
you and I tried
Back
it.
Back to the Future
yeah.
event. Yeah. So movie after movie, Hollywood's recent blockbusters have struggled to bounce back to 2019 ticket level sales. But Candyman once again proved what a profit driver the horror genre is. And it's called just Candyman, which sort of upset me, given that it's a sequel to the 1992 film. But evidently, it's not really a sequel. It's part remake, part sequel sort of thing, which is...
They do a lot of that these days.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but okay.
So had you seen the original one?
I think so, unless there's been a remake of the original since, then yes, I've seen
so.
The original.
It looks like there were, so there's 92, which is called Candyman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then in 95, there was Farewell to the Flesh, Candyman, and in 99, there was Candyman Day of the Dead.
See, I didn't even know these movies existed.
It must have sucked. Hold on, let me look and see.
Sure they do. The second movie for a horror genre is always terrible, and the third is even worse. You can watch the ratings just go steadily down as the sequel numbers increases. So it's sort of a remake, sort of a sequel. And over the weekend, the Universal Pictures film debuted, tallied $22 million in ticket sales domestically and another $5.2 million in international markets. That's still way down from, you know, some of the other movies that were releasing pre-2019.
Do they mention any of the competitors, the competition movies out there? Because I don't
know. Who else was in the theaters, you mean?
Well, what other movies were being played?
Because
this is just something that I don't even hear about anymore. It's, well, you know.
Well, they do mention some of the more recent releases, like Black Widow, which was released by Disney, I think.
But did that go straight to Disney's channel, though, right?
The article explains. So movie theaters have struggled to sustain momentum since reopening last year. The problem has been exacerbated by many high-profile franchise films that have been made available in theaters and on streaming services at the same time. But that hasn't been the case for Hollywood's 2021 horror films. The slate has been exclusively available in theaters, which has coaxed audiences out to experience frights and jump scares in the dark. Analysts had expected Candyman to perform well, but maybe not this well. The movie theater experience is tailor-made for horror movie viewing, and thus the relationship between theatrical exhibition and this most consistent and indeed profitable of genres will continue for as long as audiences are excited about being scared in a darkened room with a bunch of strangers. With smaller budgets compared with other genres, horror films don't have to make as much at the box office in order to turn a profit. Now, it goes into numbers here that I'm not really interested in, but let's compare it to other things. Paramount's A Quiet Place Part 2, which was delayed, quote, due to the pandemic, has tallied nearly $300 million globally since its release in late May, with an estimated budget of around $22 million. Evidently, that's another horror movie. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, around $40 million and $200 million worldwide. But Black Widow, which was released by Disney, had a production budget of $200 million,
mm-hmm.
and a marketing budget estimated to be around $100 million. So they spent $300 million making and advertising this movie. With a global box office haul of $370 million since its early July release, which the studio has to split with the movie theaters, the Marvel movie likely won't break even. Disney has reported some of its streaming grosses for the title, which includes a $60 million opening weekend in digital sales. Similarly, Warner Brothers' The Suicide Squad, which was in theaters earlier this month, apparently had a budget of $185 million and has currently collected around $150 million in box office receipts. So, horror movies, still doing well, still proving profitable, but Warner Brothers and Disney, their movies not doing so
well. They're sucking these days, and it looks like the next couple of superhero movies that come out are going to do the same.
Are they still making superhero movies?
Of course they are.
There's the next generation. They got all kinds of cool characters. Oh, they got some kind of animated thing where it's What If Marvel or something, where they switcheroo all the characters. Like, I think the first one was a female Captain America, the girlfriend.
That's right, and Natalie Portman's becoming the new Thor, right?
Yep.
That'll be awesome. I'll go and see those.
Who knows how that's going to turn out. Now, I will say that the director of that particular Thor is one of my favorite directors, so that might turn out all right. He's a little bit of a comedian. I like that mixture of superheroes and comedy. I think that's a good mix.
I can answer your question from earlier, Conan, who was Candyman competing with mm-hmm. in the theaters. Looks like Candyman was the only movie to open at movie theaters this past weekend, so there wasn't anything else new that came out.
Right.
So he's obviously competing with other theater movies that have been in play, which Free Guy was number two.
I've never heard of that.
Ryan Reynolds movie.
Well, I don't watch television, so how would I see these things being advertised anyway?
Also directed by Taika Waititi.
Yeah, did he direct that?
Yeah. I know he had a part. I know he's an actor in it.
He plays a role in it. Yeah, I know that much. I happened to come across a promo for this when I was just looking at RottenTomatoes.com, just looking at, you know, like what movies are coming out. Because I'm like you, Arya. I have no idea what movies are coming out. I mean, I generally don't go to them anyway. There has to be something that's really motivating to me to make me want to actually go out to the theater. But it is nice to know what's coming up, and RottenTomatoes.com does a good job of that. I watched the promo for it. It looked pretty fun. It looked like a pretty entertaining movie. It's
Ryan Reynolds. He's being himself.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, you know, very popular actor, but ultimately the movie appears to be about a video game world in which Reynolds is sort of like, you know, some side character. He's like a bank teller or something like that, and he doesn't realize he's an NPC, essentially, and some woman comes in who's a player, and she, like, tries to open his mind or something
like
that.
Speaking of Red Pill, the only movies that I have my eyes on at all are Dune, the remake.
When's that one coming out?
Soon.
Okay.
The trailer is already out, maybe August, I think. And then also, of course, Matrix 4, which probably won't...
That's December.
December, yeah.
And then Paw Patrol, the movie, was number 3, followed by Jungle Cruise. So Free Guy is in its 3rd week, Paw Patrol in its 2nd, and Jungle Cruise in its 5th. There are not a lot of new movies coming out at the
All streaming. It's all Netflix. It's all Amazon.
Well, a lot of these are getting released simultaneously onto those, but, I mean, that's just not a whole lot of new movies at all.
No. It is a dying situation, for real.
Free Guy does sound interesting, though.
The promo looked fun. It looked like a fun movie.
I wouldn't want to go see it in theaters, but, you know, when it's on one of these streaming... Maybe it is already on one of these streaming services. That's certainly the way I prefer to watch things, because then you don't have to deal with the lines, you don't have to deal with the crowd of people, or people talking during the movie or any of that sort of thing.
You can take a break when you need to. Mm-hmm. You can have whatever kind of beverage and or food available to you, and you don't have to buy, you know, crazy expensive... I can't even understand the popcorn. Of course, I wouldn't eat the popcorn anyways. But
no, I'm not surprised.
I make some kick ass.
You seem like the guy who would take your own popcorn, like smuggle it in your coat pockets or something.
Yes. But I make some kick ass movie theater popcorn.
Oh, yeah?
Good.
Well, there's more coming up. We're going to talk about these protests in Australia and what the Australian government is doing to keep an eye on its citizens, including taking over their social media platforms. What movies coming up are you excited about? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. Now, we're going to talk about about the protests going on in Australia and the United States, but I want to start with the surveillance bill, the horrifying, disgusting surveillance bill that will allow Australian governments to take over your social media accounts, to hack your devices, and other things like that, delete your accounts, all without warrants. And this horrifying bill was passed, pushed through their parliament in under 24 hours. Because when the government wants to take control, when they want to spy on you, they can get their crap together and push legislation out of the door pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's true. And the story here comes from Tutanota.com, which is a, if you've never heard of them, they do like privacy emails. So,
I've never heard of this. Similar to like Proton Mail, I guess?
I think so, okay. Yeah. Pete Ayer actually has had accounts with them in the past, so I know that it's got a good... If Pete Ayer's using your product, it's probably a pretty good product. So I know these guys are, and they're fairly well-respected. So they're writing about this for whatever reason. The Australian government, from Tutanota.com, has been moving toward a surveillance state for some years already. Now they're putting the nail in the coffin with an unprecedented surveillance bill that allows the police to hack your device, collect or delete your data, and take over your social media accounts without sufficient safeguards to prevent abuse of these new powers.
These powers are abusive by their very nature.
No doubt. This month, the Australian government has passed a sweeping surveillance bill worse than any similar legislation in any of the other Five Eye countries. The surveillance...
Five Eye countries?
It's like Australia, Canada, U.S.
What does that mean?
There's a certain group called the Five Eyes, and I don't remember where that comes from. Maybe Conan can find out for us.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
The Surveillance Legislation Amendment, I think France is in there too, maybe UK. Identify and Disrupt Bill 2020. So this is what it's called. The Surveillance Legislation Amendment, Identify and Disrupt, which Identify and Disrupt are in parentheses, Bill 2020 gives the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission three new powers for dealing with online crime. Now, even though it's called Bill 2020, this story was published today. So this isn't like, you know, a year old. Point one, data disruption warrant gives the police the ability to disrupt data by modifying, copying, adding, or deleting it. Two, network activity warrant allows the police to collect intelligence from devices or networks that are used or likely to be used by those subject to the warrant. And three, account takeover warrant allows the police to take control of an online account, for instance, social media, for the purposes of gathering information for an investigation. The two Australian law enforcement bodies, the AFP and ACIC, will soon have the power to modify, add, copy, or delete your data should you simply become a suspect in the investigation of a serious crime.
Yeah, so they're reaching full-on China levels of surveillance and smashing privacy here.
By the way, the Five Eyes is an intelligence alliance.
Okay.
And the countries involved are Australia, Canada, New Zealand, United Kingdom, and United States. And it's been around since World War II.
Wow.
Especially during the Cold War. So basically, they are all these countries get together and
they share
information with each other.
Yeah. What makes the legislation worse is there's no judicial oversight. A data disruption or network activity warrant could be issued by a member of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. A judge's warrant is not needed. Australian companies are obliged to comply. When presented with such a warrant from the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, Australian company systems administrators must comply and actively help the police to modify, add, copy, or delete the data of a person under investigation. Refusing to comply could have one end up in jail for 10 years,
Jesus.
According to the new bill.
So if you're a network administrator of some company and they hand this to you, you have to help them.
That's right.
Hack your client.
Yep. And... do
not just say, okay, well, I'm not going to stand in your way, but I'm not assisting you with this.
Required hacking activities could include altering, copying, and deleting data, intercepting and modifying communications, surveilling networks, and changing account credentials. Politicians justify the need for the bill by stating it's intended to fight child exploitation.
Of course.
And terrorism. However, the bill itself... enables law enforcement to investigate any serious Commonwealth offense or serious state offense that has a federal aspect. In fact, the wording enables police to investigate any offense which is punishable by imprisonment of at least 3 years, including terrorism, sharing child abuse material, violence, acts of piracy, bankruptcy and company violations, and tax evasion.
Bankruptcy?
I love how they say this is about child exploitation and terrorism, two of the big phrases that are just meant to make the people support this legislation.
Absolutely, because who could be in favor of those things?
Well, no one, but this bill is unlikely to do anything about either of those issues. And is terrorism even an issue in Australia?
I don't know. I don't live there.
I don't either. I've never heard of Australian terrorism being an issue. Maybe in New Zealand, but that's...
There was that one attack in New Zealand a couple of years ago.
But that was one attack on Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Australia's just going downhill ever since Paul Hogan left. And here they are.
I'm happy to hear you believe Australia exists.
In this particular simulation, yeah.
Okay.
Today's simulation. And they're building the vaccine concentration camps.
They are.
The COVID concentration camps. I mean,
they are. I've not heard about this.
They're rushing it.
Oh yeah. You haven't heard about Well Camp?
It's called.
I have not.
The Center for National Resilience.
What now? What is that?
It's called the Center or the Centra for National Resilience, and they're fast tracking it.
That's what the camp is called, or the okay.
What is this supposed to be for?
It's a quarantine camp. So what they're doing in Australia is they've been using hotels for quarantine. So if you come into Australia, if for whatever reason they allow you to come in,
Some reason you want to go there.
Yeah, you are sent to quarantine for, I don't know, let's say 2 weeks or whatever the arbitrary number of days is. And they've been sending people to hotels. Well, they're saying that the hotels are a danger because all of the quarantined people are using the same, the same hallways, right? Right, so hallways in the hotels are being used by all the quarantined people, so therefore it's not really a quarantine, or it's not good enough, right, because the COVID could spread in the hallway. So their proposal is to build a 1,000-bed facility, which will be outdoor pods, basically. It'll be for single people, for couples, and for families. They'll have, like, little cabins, apparently, that they're building, and it's going to be near the airport in a town called, literally, it's called this, Well Camp. The town itself, apparently, is called Well Camp, so it just happens to be they're going to build a concentration or a quarantine camp.
And not to mention,
in Well Camp,
you had that one character.
Is there
going
to be a barbed wire fence around this thing?
Not clear.
That one character who basically was told to quarantine and took off. And
they
spent like a week trying to find him or something, and he was quarantined.
Did you see they did find him?
Yeah, they got him.
I never looked into that.
I guess this would be the next step if you, instead of, you know, because you can have guards actually monitoring all of the, you know, the lepers who they send to this place.
So are you stuck inside your little cabin thing for the duration of the quarantine, or are you allowed to go outside?
If it's done like some of these other quarantines in other places, you will have a 1 hour out. So it'll be a 23-hour lockdown. That's the way it's being done, for instance, in Saipan.
An hour of yard time. Absolutely horrifying what's happening in Australia. But luckily, people are pushing back against it, especially truckers, who could grind the entire country to a halt. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to hear from one of those truckers. 603-283-6160 if you want to join in. 603-283-6160. And there's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is saying it was time to end this war. So the president told the world during a speech at the White House after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Regarding the Americans in Afghanistan who are stranded there, Biden says,
since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March. The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. For those who remain, we will make arrangements to get them out if they so choose.
Social Security's trust fund will be depleted in 2034. It's a year sooner than the prior estimate, though COVID's impact wasn't as bad as feared. This is USA Radio News. COVID vaccinations are on the rise amid ongoing concerns about the Delta variant.
As we respond to surges, we remain laser-focused on getting more shots in arms, and we continue to build momentum.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients saying roughly 900,000 new vaccinations are happening in the United States every day. Nevada Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak has declared a state of emergency due to the Caldor fire that started in California and has burned over 191,000 acres. Governor Sisolak providing an update Tuesday alongside state officials.
Because of the advanced planning and preparation by the Nevada Division of Emergency Management and the Nevada Division of Forestry, the Nevada Department of Transportation, and so many other state and federal agencies, the declaration allowed us to move forward quickly, including mobilizing the National Guard.
The fire is less than 20% contained. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To join us, talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan, and we're going to talk about truckers in Australia, because if ever there was one profession that could protest and actually accomplish something almost overnight, it's going to be the truckers.
Truckers and farmers. Especially with farm
equipment. With farmers, it would take longer for their protest to become clear. Or for the effects to happen. With truckers, 3 days, and all of the stores are empty.
Yeah,
if they're not
sure.
Empty the first day, because people are like, oh, God, we're not going to get another delivery, so they rush out and buy all the toilet paper.
Well, here's what some of the farmers in some of the European countries have been doing. They take their equipment out to the road, and they block traffic.
Nice.
And they drive up and down the main street there, and so, I don't know if you've seen some farm equipment, you know, some of these threshers and some of these, you know, mills and whatnot. You're talking about very large vehicles that can cause a lot of upset.
So that's also what the Australian truckers are doing. They're planning on blocking ports and major highways and things like that. They're not just protesting by not delivering things. They're also protesting to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. And I'm hoping it's effective, because Australia is out of control and no other body or a class or designation of person in Australia has that much power to do something about it. But of course, it'll depend on how many truckers are on board with this.
It would. And it also, the other thing is they're in a unique position because they can't be told they're non-essential. Right? These guys are allowed to go out. They're allowed to be on the roads. So just the fact of leaving their home isn't necessarily going to get them put in handcuffs.
Allowed. I like that word.
That's the way it is. I mean, everybody else in some of these places is completely locked down. They can't lock down the truck drivers because they still need to allow people to go to the grocery store. And in order for them to go to the grocery store, the groceries got to get there.
Yep.
So they are allowed to be on the roads. There's nothing that could be done about that. However, apparently, according to CDLLife.com, which is a trucker news website, CDL being the commercial driver's license, there's an article here about, will the U.S. trucker anti-vax shutdown look like the Australian version? They say that apparently today was set to be the day that American truckers were to park their trucks to protest possible vaccine mandates on the horizon, but it remains to be seen whether their actions will be as headline-grabbing as the Australian driver shutdown.
Obviously not, because I hadn't heard any of this. I heard about the Australian truckers, but not about the American version.
The American media wouldn't want to talk about the American
absolutely
trucker
not.
Protests.
No, no, no.
Because they're all about the vaccine mandates.
Correct. And now what are the Australians protesting? The mandates?
The lockdowns?
Everything.
The mandates. I mean, all the things that are going on to destroy freedom in Australia. And when I did hear about the American version of this, it sounded to me like a muted variant, like the Australian truckers are saying, we're going to target the ports, we're going to target, you know, the major thoroughfares or whatever, we're going to block this stuff. The Americans, I don't even remember what they said, but sounded weak by comparison.
It happened today, obviously, according to the two articles I have pulled up.
It supposedly happened today.
It supposedly. There's only a couple of really, you know, upset truckers who are popular, but amongst their other truck buddies. Basically, their goal was to just pull over. Pull over and just, or even just drive at 5 miles an hour down the interstate.
Well, what I had heard was that they were just going to go on strike today. Which, of course, is ultimately not that meaningful. It's not going to really do much. But then again, did they really do much in Australia? Let's get a little bit more to the story. So on August 29th, so a couple days ago now, a group of Australian truckers managed to shut down M1 on the Gold Coast for about an hour to protest employer-mandated vaccines. The truckers draped a banner reading, "Truckies keep Australia moving, not politicians," across the front of their trucks, and caused major traffic disruptions on the highway. The protest activity was joined by a group of non-trucking industry protesters angry over COVID-19 shutdowns, bringing the estimated number of demonstrators up to about 100, according to local news outlets. Police eventually broke up the blockade and forced the trucks off of the highway. Protest activities continued into Tuesday in Australia. The West Australian reports 150 people were arrested and 600 cited at various anti-vaccine, anti-lockdown protest activities Tuesday in Australia, many of them not associated with the trucking industry. And when you actually go and you look for news about the trucking protest in Australia, you end up finding stories about these people that were arrested and the protesters supposedly took over the truckers' protest. And so all
they just joined with the truckers' protest, though.
Yeah,
right?
But all the news about it completely sidelines any coverage of what the truckers had done. I had to go to CDL Life to find out what they actually shut down, and they do mention this one highway. But again, you know, we're relying on the mainstream media here to tell us what really happened, and that's not going to be acceptable.
So this audio here, is this an Australian or an American trucker?
I've got audio from a, I don't know if it was a TikTok or something like that, but, you know, self-shot video of a trucker. This is an Australian trucker, and it gives you an idea for how some of these guys are feeling. And I did have to censor some of this because he's upset.
Understandably. It takes it a second to start. Let me move the cursor here a bit.
Australia, with a so-called corporate government, we run this country, we the people, and I'm a truck driver. We as truckies, we will block all your highways, we'll block all your ports, and we'll even stop what we need to stop. There is nothing you will be able to do. You back off. These are our roads. This is our country. And we will run it how we want to run it.
That's a powerful message, and he's not wrong. If they want to, they could grind the entire country to a halt. Wouldn't do much for the Australian people, because they wouldn't be getting food and, you know, necessities, but If ever a group could stand up to the government, it would be truckers.
This is our country. You and your vaccines is bull. You can off. You are not going to mandate nothing. And for the kids, what you're doing, right, is disgusting. What you've done in Round Them Up in New South Wales is disgusting. We are going to run this country. We are taking it back. Us truck drivers are going to be the front line, and whoever's behind us, we are going to take our country back. You politicians make me sick. You guys are filthy. You guys do not represent us people, and you don't represent this country. F*** you. We're going to take our country back.
Powerful message. Awesome. And he's not wrong about the kids either. I saw an article today at the Drudge Report about how schools are having to hire more therapists to help kids deal with, quote, the trauma of the pandemic. But really, once you look at the article, they're not talking about the trauma of the pandemic. They're talking about the trauma of the fear surrounding the pandemic and like the lockdown.
It's not like people are dying left and right around them, causing any sort of trauma from that. The trauma is of the mandates. The trauma is of putting masks on, forced to be wearing masks while interacting with friends and people at the grocery store or whatever. That's traumatizing.
You see the school that they are teaching the kids to walk like zombies?
That was a picture from a year ago, but yeah, it was something that actually happened.
In order to retain social distancing, they got their hands out, and it's just...
They were told to do the, quote, zombie walk. So
I am not saying that. That's horrifying.
Yeah, literally turning kids into zombies.
But the vast majority of kids wouldn't even know about COVID-19 if it wasn't just being plastered on the media everywhere.
The majority of U.S. citizens wouldn't know about it unless it was plastered everywhere.
Also true.
And by the way, it's not just the fear and the depression and, this, and the suicide... numbers that have gone up, but now you've got a new epidemic, obesity.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I happen to have a statistic from Disclosed.tv. Obesity of U.S. children increased among 5 through 11-year-olds from 36.2%, which was already high,
really bad,
to 45.7% during the so-called pandemic, according to a new study.
I mean, what else did you expect? You got kids locked up in the house, they're just, you know, vegging and streaming whatever, and eating.
Well, I've got good news on that. A number of doctors are now prescribing time outside to treat ailments like obesity and anxiety.
So, how do you like that?
Yeah.
So what I've been saying for the last 16 months.
More about Australia and what's happening there coming up. 603-283-6160. And later, just go outside, get some exercise. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, where you can talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion we're having tonight. 603-283-6160. But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. So if you don't know anything about it, go there, Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch just a couple of videos about this important and world-changing information. But if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com for all of the news and headlines that's relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's bitcoin.com. We're talking about Australia, which has been a focal point of a lot of our shows lately because what's happening there is insane. New Zealand, very similar to Australia, locked down their entire country over one positive case. New South Wales, they've been in a lockdown for about 5 weeks now, I think, and it was ultimately because one guy got it at a pet foods manufacturer, and now it's just everywhere. So their lockdown clearly is not preventing the spread of COVID-19, but they're insisting on doing it anyway.
But it sure is, empowering the government to completely dictate and control people's lives. And one of the articles did point out that, like New Zealand, Australia apparently is one of those countries that doesn't really have, like, a constitution or bill of rights or anything like that. So essentially the government there legally can kind of just do whatever it is they want to do. And
really?
Yeah, there's really not much you can appeal on.
And they don't have guns. And that's a big one right there. It's the same thing in Britain.
I'm still surprised to find that Australians don't have guns. I mean, sure, maybe not in the rural
I think they area. Allow them in the rural areas for, like, okay. shooting varmints or
yeah,
something
for,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for punting. But yeah. to actually have them? Nah, they banned those a long time ago.
Well, you got to expect this thing from a country that used to be a penal colony.
Mm-hmm.
They have criminals there, and criminals obviously in charge.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like anywhere. It's just they're leading the pack of total lockdown insanity on the planet, at least that we've heard of.
And it's also their flu season as well.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. So this is coming. We're going to have, Tennessee might be working on their own concentration camp. quarantine, I'm sorry, quarantine resilience camp or whatever they want to call it.
I know that Canada was at least floating the idea of such a thing, but that was like a year ago that we talked about that, and I haven't looked into it since, so
and
I don't know.
And by the way, that's if they don't, we don't even have, already have these camps set aside that we just don't know about that aren't showing up on Google Maps, FEMA camps I'm talking about, where, you know, in a pinch, you got a, you know, you got some rabble risers on the radio talking about how this is all bull crap. Get those guys out there and take them to the camp.
Well, Alex Jones has been talking about FEMA camps for a number of years.
And he's almost always right.
Well, I don't know if I'd say almost always
right. In a sense. Yeah, I don't trust that guy.
Yeah.
At all.
Alex Jones, he's humorous.
He's very humorous, but he hurts the cause. He really hurts the cause.
You just reminded me of something I saw last night. So you remember Jesse Ventura had a TV show called, like, Conspiracy Theory?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
A decade ago?
I thought it was pretty retarded, actually.
So, I mean, it's entertaining.
It's kind of like, it's real reality TV-ishness.
Yeah, it is.
He had a news program, too. That he did for a while.
So somebody posted a clip on social media from 2009. There was an episode of this show where they interviewed a doctor who purportedly was like an expatriate. She'd left the United States due to the police state here, and she was talking about how the UN at some point is going to release a vaccine that's going to get people sick, and it's going to be the flu. And like there was some things that she said that seemed pretty interesting, like how predictive it was what she said. Now, she wasn't right about everything as far as how everything went, but I just watched this clip, and it made me think, what's old Jesse Ventura thinking about the vaccine these days?
I'm willing to bet he's vaccinated.
I suspect he is because he's pimping it. Yeah, Jesse Ventura is pimping the vaccine, and of course...
Well, so is Trump.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, these guys are all part of the system, but it's resulting in a bunch of people sharing Jesse Ventura's posts and saying, like, people on the left or the pro-vaccine people or whatever, they're sharing Jesse Ventura's posts saying, see, if Jesse Ventura thinks it's a good idea, then clearly it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, well, and Arnold's pushing it, too. He's like, screw your freedoms.
Yeah.
So you got Ventura, you got Trump, you got Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
And they're saying that, what do they call them? Spreadnecks?
Yeah.
The Southerners who refuse to get the Trumpies. Trump got booed, by the way.
But they're not Trumpies. I mean, the vast majority, maybe not the vast majority, but the majority of people in the South who aren't vaccinated are Black Americans.
Are Black Americans, correct.
Not white ones. So they're not rednecks.
But I mean, we...
There are Black rednecks. You just can't
the anti-vaxxers are getting thrown into this group of white conservatives, and they're all Trumpy, they're all MAGA. And it's all bull crap. You got a lot of the Black community that aren't taking this in because they remember history.
Mm-hmm. You got to remember the left has a view of the world that is extremely myopic and childlike. There's us and there's them. So if you're not on their side, you're them. So they'll gladly lump the Chinese people, Black people, white people, conservatives, libertarians, anarchists, all of them into a single category that is just basically not 100% in agreement with me. Therefore evil, therefore the devil, therefore MAGA, therefore Trump supporter. That's what they do. I don't know why they do it, but
it's tribal. It feels good to be a part of a team, to be a member of a team.
It's insane though.
But when you have a bunch of soy boys, a bunch of woke soy boys who can't take care of themselves, who don't have any skills, any strengths. Of course, you want to be a part of a clique because on your own, you're nothing. You're just a weak little man.
Well, that's why they hate individualism for sure.
Correct.
That's why nationalism is such a thing because it allows people who have accomplished nothing in their lives to feel great and emboldened because I'm a member of the United States and it's the most glorious nation on earth and all of this other nonsense because that's the only achievement they can cling to is the fact that they were born in a particular location.
Yeah. Well, Trump at one of his last rallies, he got booed. He's talking about I'm so good. You know, I got the vaccine out there. You guys should all take it. And they booed him.
Nice.
So just shut it down, liberals. This idea that that only MAGA, only Trumpers are not taking this vaccine. That's bullcrap. His people aren't happy with him about this, about the push to get that out there, and then taking credit for it. And of course, now Biden's taking credit for the exact same thing.
Sure,
it's the same jab. It's not any different than.
I'm miss hearing about the Twitter feed that just takes people's posts from like a year ago about the evil Trump vaccine, and a year later, like, hey, I just got my vaccine.
Yep. Kamala Harris, Biden, all of these guys. Trudeau.
But this is just at your average, ordinary person. I think there's one guy called New York Dad or something like that who's fairly
Brooklyn Dad.
Yeah, fairly popular on Twitter who did exactly that. He was just like, I'm not getting this Trump vaccine. There's nothing on earth that would make me trust Trump's vaccine.
1 year later, I'm so proud. I went in there and I was shaking. I was so proud to get the jab. I felt so good. Oh, it was only...
They're like, yes, I'll gladly get a third jab or a fourth jab or how many it takes to keep me safe.
I'm already in line for the booster.
Even though these are still the Trump vaccines.
Correct.
The account you're referring to is Defiant L's on Twitter, at Defiant L's. And they posted one today from a liberal named Jeff Tiedrick, at It's Jeff Tiedrick on Twitter, from September 23rd of 2020. He writes, yeah, sure, bro, America has lost confidence in our scientists thanks to your constant carnival barking. He's talking to Trump. Constant carnival barking about imaginary miracle cures. Great job, goofus. Even if you do come out with a real vaccine, no one's going to trust it. Pat yourself on the back, peacock. Real ace work.
I love that they tagged this guy as they posted this.
And what's the new update?
The latest post was apparently from today. Jeff Tiedrick writes, holy effing S. If you insist on, quote, doing your own research, unquote, then build your own effing ventilator. Stop clogging up our hospitals.
Wow. It's like they don't even... It's like these people aren't even real. It's like I always bring up the meme, the NPC meme.
They're goldfish, man.
But I'm serious. These people are so clueless. It's like they're not even... It's like they were written. It's like they were... They were coded for a certain response 1 year ago, and someone just flipped a switch, and they don't even remember that he said all this stuff.
Nope. They're goldfish, man. They were angry at Trump, so they were against the vaccine that Trump was releasing, or what's being developed that Trump had nothing to do with.
The Trump vaccine is what a lot of them call it.
Yeah, even though Trump had absolutely nothing to do with it, other than probably telling the FDA, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and get this going. They still called it the Trump vaccine.
And they all lined right up for it as soon as Trump got out of office.
It's amazing that people do it, but hey, it's common. I don't like calling them NPCs, but I guess I don't really like calling them goldfish either, but there's... What the hell, people? How can you
change your opinion like that in
overnight
9 months?
Yeah, it's just completely 180 in 9 months. How do people do this? Have you changed your mind? Did you hate the Trump vaccine and have you since been vaccinated? Give us a call. Let us know. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk more about the Australian protest and the U.S. protest. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.